Oh my God. Jerome is going to roll for a dagger hit. Jack, yeah, you have barely missed. You have nicked him on his heel. You have a 9. So you have nicked him. And he is at 1 hit point. Since it was so close, he is down.
I tried really hard, guys. I tried really, really hard.
What is this creature that has nicked me?
Welcome to the second episode of The Lad Sesh. I'm your host, Jack. This episode, we welcome on Elise.
It's my girlfriend.
No.
We're playing Dungeons and Dragons. Objective of the game: defeat the dragons.
That's not really. Okay.
No, it's not defeat the dragon.
Chase is the dungeon master. I am Jerome the gnome.
I'll get into all that. Let me explain everything.
All right, Jerome. Okay.
So we're playing Dungeons and Dragons. Any nerds out there that are listening, it's probably not too many of you, or it's probably all of you. None of us know how to play, and we're kind of winging it, so bear with us. We throw out some rules just for the sake of time, but we're doing a short campaign here, and I've designed the campaign. And
loser.
We're going to go ahead and get into it. Before I say this, so anybody that's while we're playing, you guys can feel free to ask me any questions about stuff that you can do or you're thinking about doing, so like that, before you actually do it. Just keep in mind that whatever you do in the game, you have to like use your character's voice or whatever. I don't really care if you guys use your actual voices for your character's voice, but you just have to make sure you can talk normally if you're not in your character, and then you actually act stuff out when you are in your character.
So am I gonna get kicked out for not using a different voice?
I don't have any more voices.
Yes,
Jerome the gnome.
All right. So I'm gonna go ahead and explain this campaign. Welcome to the prison of endless despair. The prison of endless despair is a deep and very dark chasm of cells.
Nice.
A never-ending pit lies at the center of the jail. Bordering that pit are endless rings of cells going all the way down. Each level of cells contain more and more evil inmates as it goes down.
My God.
The prison.
Wait, are we on the top? Are we on the top level?
I'll explain if you just let the dungeon master do his thing. The prison is guy. Wait, who? The prison.
You sound dumb.
No, I don't. The prison is guarded by fair yet fierce jailers who are to enforce the will of the treacherous Warden Doobie. Warden Doobie's duties are to maintain maximum security over the prison at all times. He is not to question the validity of those that are imprisoned, for he is only to safeguard the outside world from the savages behind bars. The warden has the key to the entrance of the prison and always remains within his office. The prison is smelly and constantly ringing of cries and pleas of those below. Those cries are not the only things ringing throughout the prison. Every 10 minutes, a loud bell resonates throughout the entire prison.
Are you almost done?
Yes, I am.
Elise, shut up. You're ruining my immersion.
Every 10 minutes, a loud bell resonates throughout the entire prison, which echoes infinitely throughout its halls. The bell is so loud that an inmate might perhaps use it as a means to create noise without any notice from guards if it is timed correctly. One guard resides on every floor, so it is potentially feasible for some clever inmates to overtake this guard and escape if teamwork is involved. Our heroes lie in cells neighboring each other on the third floor down in the prison. Only 3 floors away from the entrance. The heroes do not know how long they have been imprisoned, but they do know they must escape.
I prefer Scriblio.
I'm gonna be 100% honest with you.
Yeah, what's up?
You didn't listen.
I thought you were saying God. I was like, we had the feast of God on each floor.
No, it's a word of God.
Oh, I thought you were saying God too.
Oh, God.
That is the bell.
You, what the
fuck? Oh, let's ride.
It's not ringing infinitely, though.
The echo is infinite, not the bell.
Oh my God.
In 10 minutes, that bell will ring. Again. So, okay.
What are we supposed to do here?
Okay.
All right.
Each of you begins in a cell, but before then, we're going to have everybody explain their character. So I will call upon each character if you want to give a brief introduction in character of what you are and what you do. Perhaps you could even say why you're in jail if you want to do that, but keep them kind of short. Jerome the Gnome.
I don't know a voice. My name's Jerome. And I'm a gnome. I'm a sorcerer, and I have negative athletics, but +4 intimidation, and I'm in jail for these sweet cheeks.
Okay. What? You're in jail for what?
These sweet cheeks.
Okay. All right. Buck the Bard.
I'm a dwarf.
Yep.
Yep. Awesome.
Yep.
And you're a bard. Okay.
Yep.
That's it.
How are you in jail, Buck the Bard?
Well, I committed many war crimes in between the years of 1997 and 1999.
Okay.
Next we have Destroyer of Jax, the Fighter.
Nice.
Nice.
Thanks. I'm a human and I kill Jax, and that's why I'm in prison.
Boring. Boring.
Okay, and lastly, we have Clifford. Oh wait!
I was not expecting Clifford.
You got a fucking problem?
Hey, hey guys.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to restart.
Why?
Oh my! I was recording, by the way.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're good. Keep going.
All right.
I tried to record. It messed up. Awesome. Lord, thank God. Great. Okay, so cool. Clifford. In there.
Yeah.
Clifford, you are a wood elf rogue.
Yeah, I am. I am a wood elf rogue.
He's basically a fairy.
What did you do?
At least he's not a grass fairy.
Like, I know.
I'm a gnome.
Let me tell you what I did. I genocided the gnome population. Jerome the Gnome is the last of his surviving kind.
That's clearly a lie.
Jerome the Gnome is the last of his kind because of me.
Perhaps we can question Clifford's reliability.
Maybe I'll find a fellow gnome in the...
Hey, it is endless. It is an endless prison, so...
Okay.
If a gnome pops up, he's murdered.
So your guys' goal is to escape this prison, preferably with as many of you alive as possible.
I'm jumping into the pit as soon as I can advance.
So everybody is starting off in their own individual cell, which you can see on the map. The audience won't be able to see the map, obviously, so I'll try to describe it as best as possible. There are some boxes, as well as like some other things that would block line of sight in each level of the prison. They're on the third level down right now. And let's go ahead and start. I'll go from left to right on my character list. So we have Destroyer of Jax. You will be the first person to take a turn.
Okay.
So what you can do is you can walk around. You get one action per turn. So that action could be perhaps trying to break open the cell or something like that. You could also maybe even call over the guard and try to get his attention to do something, or you can maybe look around your cell and try to find something.
Make a shank.
You're going to what?
Damn.
Make a shank.
Okay, so let me I'm gonna make you roll for that because that's quite a big move.
I'm gonna make you roll for that.
So to make a shank, would you like to describe what you're making it out of? So we know.
Yeah.
Well, I have a pen and a razor blade.
Where did you get that from? I'm in a prison.
And my razor that the prison gave me.
Fair enough.
And I attached it with tape.
Okay.
And I sharpened it.
All right, so I'm going to make you roll for intelligence to see if you can craft such a weapon.
Okay.
So you have to get over 10 for it to work. You have rolled an 18, so not only is this quite a shank, but this is a well-made shank, perhaps with duct tape instead of regular tape.
Gorilla tape.
So you have now a shank, and that's your turn.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move now to Clifford, the orange dot on our board.
So what I'm going to do in my move is I'm going to pick the lock with a lockpick that I have keistered the entire time I've been here.
Okay, you have keistered. Okay. So uh-huh. I'm going to... Okay, so you're going to pick... Okay.
I'm
going to
pick the cell lock with a keistered tool that I have.
Let's... let me see what I want you to roll here. Since you are a rogue, I believe that would class within your class. So I'm going to make you roll for sleight of hand, which you have a +5, by the way. So there's a good chance here.
What does he have to roll?
You have rolled a 7, but +5, so it's a 12. So you have succeeded in picking this lock.
Let's go.
You can now move.
Come to me.
You can now move. to anywhere, but you can't make any other action. Just so you know, if that guard sees you, he'll be. If you guys are watching the stream, I'll have him. I'm drawing his line of sight right now.
Okay.
All right. Also, can hear. So
I'm going to, because I'm a rogue. So I'm going to sneak over to that leftmost box structure on the map. For the audience,
this one?
Oh yeah, right in front of my cell, baby.
Yeah, this one right here, and hide behind that. I don't know what that is. Can we get a description of what that is?
That is an orderly crate that is carried many wares.
Okay, I'm gonna hide in the crate.
Honey, what?
I'm gonna go to the crate and hide in it.
Okay, so Trevor is now in the crate.
Awesome. Nice.
Okay. Now we have Buck, the bard.
All right.
You are still in your cell.
I call the guard over and schmooze him.
That's what I was going to say. No, let me do that. I have, like, shapeshifting ability.
Schmooze him to let me out of my cell.
So just so you know, you have a lower charisma than Jack. Jack has a far higher charisma rating than you.
I like my odds.
Oh, my God.
So you're going to call him over and do what exactly? Try to...
Schmooze him to open my cell.
Okay, so the guard is now over here. Okay, let me go ahead and block him out here. And then I'm going to make you roll for a charisma check.
Cool.
This is unbelievable.
He has actually won it with a 16.
I like my odds, boys.
So the guard, while still, he is still hanging on to the keychain. He has unlocked your cell. It is now open. But I'm also going to make you forfeit your next turn.
Why?
For the sake that you have to dedicate your schmoozing.
I'll schmooze you.
Your next turn, you have opened your gate, but next turn we won't let you do an action. You can still move around, but you can't do an action for next turn.
Oh, I'm doing some action. If you catch my vibe.
And now we got Jerome.
Jerome's gonna call him over too.
And I'm gonna call. Jerome's now calling him over as well.
That's my man, bro. Okay. That's my man.
Jack, I have a power move coming. I'm just saying. I can get us all out.
I'm snitching.
I think I might kill him.
You're going to try to kill him?
Oh, my boy.
Okay, so now he's over at Jack's cell.
Should I try and kill him or should I shapeshift into Tanner? Because obviously he likes that.
How are you going to...
disguise himself.
How are you going to kill him, though?
I have a spell called Thunder Wave.
You have a shank.
Wait, what are my special abilities?
You have like different like strength and stuff like that, like it's different for everybody, but his main thing is spells because he's really weak. So Jack, what is your move here? You can discuss with everybody else too. You guys are all kind of a part of the team here.
Do you guys want me to try and kill him or do you guys want me to just get out?
No, hear me out. So Jack, you keep him distracted, you know, make him feel relaxed, make him feel like, you know, there's no harm being done. And then when it's Elisa's turn, she calls him over, stabs that motherfucker in the throat, and takes his keys.
I mean, my cell's already open.
I might just use Thunder Wave and try. I'm going to use Thunder Wave.
All right.
Okay. So Jack.
He goes in the cell and clubs you because you acted out. Don't get mad.
Jack is casting Thunder Wave. Hold on.
Wait. Does the cell affect that at all? Like, can I kill myself inadvertently?
Should shoot the gate at him. You should shoot the door at him and smush him.
Oh, Jack. So Thunder Wave is an it shocks an entire wave in front of you, so because Trevor is in front of you, you would have the potential of damaging Trevor.
Please no. Dude, come on.
I like your odds.
I'll just disguise myself as Tanner and schmooze my way out of here. Buck.
So you're disguising yourself as Buck.
Pussy. That seems weird. I thought you were in that cell over there. I just opened it.
Let me see.
Yeah, you should let me out.
Okay. You have barely rolled. You've rolled a 12, so barely everybody goes. He's a little confused, but it's just enough to pass because he's not very bright. So he's,
Very well. Are you still interested?
Jesus. Yeah, just let me out of here.
Okay. Okay, so he has let you out of the cell, but you're forfeiting a move next turn. You can move around, but you can't commit another action.
Vibe, okay.
Okay. Now we're back to Elise. Okay. What is your plan here? Destroy you have your shank. Attacks.
I have my shank.
Yes.
Okay, so where is his line of sight right now?
He is focused on Jack. He's focused on the blue.
Okay. So can I call Trevor over to let me out without him getting caught?
I mean, it'd be smarter just to call the guard over and stab the guard through the gate.
Trevor would have to do that on his thing. Like, because it's his choice to let you out.
Okay.
But you can try and do something else.
Okay, I'm gonna use my
call
shank.
You want to call the guard over and shank him.
What?
You want to call the guard over and shank him?
No, I think I'm gonna use my shank to cut down the door.
To cut down the metal door. Okay.
Her intelligence is just off the charts.
She made a hacksaw.
Bro, I'm telling you, just use the shank and stab the guard. It's the easiest route.
Smarter, not harder, destroyer of jacks.
Fine. I'll use my shank. I will call the guard over and sweet talk him and then stab him to death.
You're gonna call him over, and he'll come over to you. So now the guard has moved for a third time.
And this guy's getting a workout today.
Okay. Not really. It's working like 5 feet.
So now he is here, and you choose to shank him through the cell.
No, he has to let me out first.
So that's not how that works.
You are also going to roll for charisma and try to get him.
I would shank him. Then Trevor can go pick up the keys and leave.
And then I'll let you out.
Trevor, are you going to let me out?
Yes. For a team.
I'll kill him.
Okay. All right. Let me give you your little weapon here.
You don't need to give her anything. We all infer that.
Okay. Now she is going to swing.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I got you red-handed. You swung, but you missed. You are sentenced to another 15 years in this pit.
You lost. You didn't roll. You missed the swing.
Nice, Elise.
He has now went back over to Jack.
Hey, what up?
To get his business in.
Yes, he is still talking to Jack. Jack's cell is unlocked. So now we are back to Clifford, who's in the box.
Okay. Snipe him.
I don't have anything. Shit.
Me and Trevor could have.
Jack's cell is unlocked, correct?
You can his cell is unlocked. You could try to attack him. You could
steal the keys.
You could try to steal a key, but then again, like, you also got to remember you have to go around to everybody else's cell and unlock it without being detected. If that's your plan,
mine's already unlocked.
Oh yeah, except
mine's
for
open.
And Tanner and Jax are unlocked. So
yeah. So you'd have to unlock Elise if you wanted to let her out.
Okay, so plan of attack here.
But you could also just go and try to pick Elise's lock. But if you have the key, you have a guaranteed chance.
Yeah, that is true. Also the guard is literally right next to Elise.
Yeah, he's pretty close. I'll say he still won't notice because he's focused on, he's mesmerized by Jack. Okay. Jack got a high roll, so he's mesmerized.
Okay, I'm going to go to Elise's cell and lockpick it.
Okay, so you're going to attempt a lockpick on Elise.
Why would you just not kill him?
Because I don't know how much his health is.
He has an unarmed strike, so...
Are you listening?
It might not be 100% functional if he tries to kill him. Okay. So Trevor's going to roll again for sleight of hand and try to lockpick it.
And I got +5, right?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Trevor, you have rolled an 8, so you have unsuccessfully lockpicked.
Oh my god, you're so bad at this game, Trevor.
+5.
But +5.
He rolled a 3. +5.
Just say 3, because when you say roll an 8, doesn't sound like +5.
I will just give you the final number.
Okay, so I'm unsuccessful in that endeavor?
You're unsuccessful, yes.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to my storage crate and hide.
He can't move again, can he?
Yeah, you've already moved.
Okay, so I'm just vibing.
Fine.
Yeah. You can do a light action and like make some noise if you want to get him over to you.
Don't do it, Trevor. Don't do it.
I'm gonna. Let me hear you out.
Don't do it.
You can do if you have any questions, you can ask me, and I'll determine whether or not it's like a light action.
What's your plan? What's the plan?
Chase, don't I have like extra strength or something?
So yes, you have +3 strength. You also have +3 survival and animal handling.
All right. So I walk out of my cell and punch the guard and knock him out.
Okay, yeah, I'm down for that. I'm gonna stay put.
Trevor just wants to stay safe. Trevor doesn't care about being the hero. He just wants to survive.
I don't want to die and then be out of the quest.
And then I have +3 survivability too, so.
Yeah. So, okay. So you're going to punch the guard?
And knock him out.
Correct. Okay, we'll roll. We'll see what you do. Okay. Okay, so you have hit a guaranteed headshot.
Ooh,
for the sake of that, I'm going to increase the damage. The guard's hit points are 10. You have hit him for 8. So he is still alive, but he's weary. He's drowsy. Okay? He's going, ah!
Who has hit me? He's looking, there's 2 of you?
He has now detected that you both look the exact same. and now he is hostile towards Jack as well, towards Jerome as well.
Tanner was supposed to forfeit his turn.
Well, you moved him over to your cell.
Yes, I'll say because you moved him over. I think that's fair because you no longer have to distract him.
Okay.
So, Jack, you are now released as well. You can act this turn because he is no longer infatuated with you. You're no longer distracting him. He is hostile towards you, so you can
hit him again. Make him move. And he only has 2 hit points left.
Dude, I'm a gnome. I don't think I can punch this guy.
Punch him, man.
Jack, I will tell you right now from reading your thing, you basically have a 0% chance of doing any damage to him with your fist.
Oh my god.
You're a gnome sorcerer, so you can try and use a spell. Or you can.
Is Tanner in the
hit range? Is Tanner in my hit range?
He is in front of you, so yes, if you use your Thunderwave, you have a potential. Yeah. You have a.
God damn it.
+3 survivability, though.
Can I get Elisa's shank?
Phase through a wall.
I will consider if you roll, I'm gonna make you roll twice, but I'll consider that is a light action to get it from her, and then to go back and shank him is a full action. Okay. So you will have to roll
twice. I'm a little gnome dude, right? So I'm like fast.
Yeah, so you run over to Elisa's cell.
Even though my athletics are -1.
You're sweaty because running that far is like a mile and a half for you.
You're fine, man. You're fine.
You've run quite a while, and you're over.
Jerome's just a little sweaty.
So now, keep in mind, this is Elisa's shank. So, Elisa, are you willing to give Jack your shank? You should probably ask her for it, don't you think?
Destroyer of Jacks, may I please borrow your shank?
Okay, so she has given
much
you
gratitude.
She has given you her shank.
What?
Thank you.
I just said yes, you may.
Okay, so now, Jack, you have her shank.
All right.
And you're going to walk back over. If you would go ahead and explain what you're doing here.
So, my stubby little legs are walking over to this guy like, hey, what up? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Doing a little shanking. Do I have to shank him in like the knees or something?
Either way, you're gonna shank him in the knees. You're not physically capable of reaching him.
Can I throw it at his like throat or something?
Spell and throw it at him.
I mean, you can just try to attack him with it.
Yeah, I'll just go.
Got 2 hit points left.
Yeah, he's got 2 hit points left.
I'll just go gnome style on him and start shanking him.
Jerome is going to roll for a dagger hit. Jack. Yeah, barely missed. You have nicked him on his heel. You hit a 9, so you have nicked him, and he is at 1 hit point. Since it was so close, he is down.
I tried really hard, guys. I tried really, really hard.
What is this creature that has nicked me? Okay.
That is it? That's all he's going to say?
Yes, that is all he's going to say.
Oh, he's going to drop kick him or something.
Oh, actually, yeah, he should probably attack. So now.
No!
being punched in the head and stabbed in the ankle.
Me?
He got punched in the head by.
Tanner.
By Buck, yeah.
By Buck.
So. I'm going to make him kick Jerome. Because Jerome is naturally the easiest target right in front of him.
I'm just imagining this giant ass guard picking up a gnome and just drop kicking him like it's a punt.
Okay, so I'm gonna have him roll real quick for that.
Let me guess, he snipes me all across.
He has punted you. across the third floor. So Jack is all the way over here now.
Hey Jack, my beef.
On the opposite side.
That's like 30 miles away with Elisa's shank.
I'm gonna make him roll for some hit points. Okay, he has hit you for 2 hit points. You are now at 7.
Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Dang.
Sorry, you still have a maximum of 9, so you can get it back if you perhaps find a potion or something.
Sorry, Jack, I suggested that.
Okay. So now we're going to move back to Destroyer of Jax, who is still in her cell with no Shank anymore.
What a guy. What a guy.
What is right. your plan here?
My plan is
ask
Trevor to open the door.
Okay, so
or ask for my lockpick. There's not
much you can do. So you can ask for his lockpick. He can trade it. You don't have as high of a sleight of hand as him, but you have a chance. He does not have the key. The guard is still standing.
I thought he had a.
I have a lockpick.
He has a lockpick
for it.
So yes, you can ask for it.
All right, I'm gonna ask Trevor for the lockpick and then pick my lock.
Okay, Trevor, do you give her the lockpick?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna have you roll.
Wait! Did you wipe it first?
Oh okay. Yeah, I wipe it down so it's cleansed.
She has obliterated the lock with a 21 roll.
Oh my god!
Are you kidding me?
So not only, but the entire door has busted down.
Oh no! Shit!
The server died.
I'm right there.
And now, so in succession, since you have destroyed this door, the guard notices both of you. And he is now hostile towards everybody in the party.
Yeah.
All right, it's my time to shine.
But he's only got 1 hit point left, Trevor. You gotta hit him.
We have 1 hit point, so now we're on.
I'm throat punching him.
Okay.
Throat punch. That's my move.
Throat. He's going to unarmed strike him in the throat. We're going to roll for that. A 19. You have collapsed his entire.
Let's go.
And he has passed out. He is dead. No throat. He can't eat. Okay, so.
Was he dead?
I'll take the credit for that.
He is dead. So let's see. Trevor is now over here. Both Buck and Trevor are standing by the guard.
Yo.
And he is dead.
Yo.
I will say, upon noticing the guard's death, you hear some rattling in his pocket, as well as you notice a small knife in his boot that he was carrying for protection.
Okay.
All right.
Is it still my turn, or is it Tanner's?
It is. You can make a small move. So if you want to, Trevor, I'll allow you to inspect what's in his pockets if you want to roll for that.
I'm going to take the knife.
Okay, so you're going to take the small knife. Okay. So now you are equipped with a small knife.
I caught a body, boys. I killed a man.
Hey, I did some damage.
Shut up. You're literally...
This all started
with me. Comatose in a corner.
This all started with me.
All right. Okay, so now we're on the Buck.
Yeah. I take his clothes and dress as the guard.
Ooh, okay. That's a move.
Okay.
With, like, with the keychain and everything on it, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So,
Thanks,
so you now look like the guard from the outside, but the guard sounded different than you. So at any point, if you want to talk to the guard, you're going to have to speak as the guard spoke. In order to you're going to have to do it in order to even roll for it. So yes, you're going to have to sound like the guard. Right. But that armor did allow you. You now have some extra protection.
Cool.
I will give you. I'll give you some armor here. Okay.
Was that my move, or do I have something else?
Stealing his armor. I'll consider that to be a small move because you're equipping something.
All right.
But it is not super. It's just going to be like some hide armor.
All right, that's fine.
Some leather armor. Okay.
I want to inspect the box on the right, top right.
The L-looking one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now you're over
now
here.
I finished my move, yeah.
You're inspecting the box.
Yep.
Okay, so Upon inspecting the box, you have found a bunch of hay, and there appears to be something at the bottom. I'm going to make you roll for it.
Cool.
I'm going to make you roll for insight.
Sweet.
You have rolled a 16. You have found found a small shipment of potions, exactly 2 potions.
I need one of those.
What are they? Depends on what potion.
They are 2 potions. I'm going to make you, at any point, if you want to do it again, I'm going to make you roll to find out what the potions are before you can use them. You can them too, but there's no telling what they are until it's been used or tested. But you're going to have to roll again for that at a different time.
All right.
Okay, so then we're going to move on to Jerome now, who is at the bottom.
I'll inspect this little box right here, right in front of me. This little guy.
Okay, this little tiny box.
A little something.
Okay, so I'm going to make you roll for strength because you're very weak.
Am I not even going to be able to open it?
Would you like to still open it?
Yes.
Okay, so you're minus 4 strength. Let me go to roll for it.
It's too tall for him.
You have rolled a 10.
Barely
cracking the crate open. Inside.
Attaboy.
You are looking around and shuffling. You have to climb inside the box entirely. And then I'm going to make you roll for insight to find, depending on what you find here. You have rolled a 19. Inside this box, you have found some leather boots.
Let's ride.
They heals. They make you appear as almost as if you're normal height right now. So anybody that sees you, you could perhaps pass as somebody else, not a criminal. They'll have to take a second look at you. You found like some really tall boots. Some tall leather boots. From a distance, because it's dark, from a distance, you might be able to pass as a guard, but if you get too close, they'll obviously see you and attack you. But for right now, you have some leather boots that make you look taller. Okay.
Vibe. It's not going to get in and out of things easier.
Yes, you actually won't have to climb over anymore either. Okay, so now we're on to Destroyer of Jax.
All right.
What is your
move? I'm gonna run down or up or wherever the hell I need to go out the door.
To the second floor?
Yeah.
Smart.
Okay. Elisa's going to move to the second floor gate. But she does not have the key, so it is locked. Tanner's the only one. Buck is the only one that can open it with the key right now. Unless you would like to try for a lockpick, because you do have the lockpick.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that.
Okay, you're going to roll for a lockpick.
Could have just given you the keys, but I guess I'm useless.
You are useless, Xander.
Hey, one to get out of your cell. Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
You have rolled a 3. So not only did the lockpick fail, but it was so bad that you have broken the lockpick.
Fuck, Elise. I keystered that thing for years, and you broke it.
All your fault.
The lockpick is broken. Now, would you like to allow you to maybe examine or peek through? If you want to peek through to see what the second floor is, I can reveal some of the second floor to you. If you successfully do that. So I'm going to make you roll for insight. You rolled a 19, so you get a very high insight rating. I'm going to pull up the map of the second floor.
Okay.
So you can see, this is what the second floor, I'm not going to explain it in any way right now, but this is what the second floor looks like. It's on the stream thing?
Yeah, I don't see it. Hold on.
Gosh. Actually, here's what I'll do.
What a great dungeon master.
Since Elise is doing it, Elise, I'm going to send you on Discord a DM of it.
Fair.
Okay.
So that's it. You can tell them what you think it is and everything, but you can't like show them it. You're the only one that got to peek it.
What's it looking? What's bracken up there?
There's some like ogres.
There's some ogres. Ogres.
A bad guy.
There's a dead guy, and I think that one has eyelashes. What the hell?
These are terrible descriptions.
Alright, okay, we're going to have to bust open this gate here soon.
It's a circle, right?
Trevor, I have the keys.
Hey, shut up. I'm explaining. There's a big black dot in the middle. There's a box at the top with four ogres, and one has eyelashes, and there's a dead person in between these ogres. There's then below the giant black dot, there are three boxes, and then a R-shaped thing to the left.
R-shaped thing?
Like a creature?
Like a box, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. These ogres are ugly, and they kind of look like Yoda, but they're just Chase. You suck at drawing.
Yoda is cute. Okay.
You're the one that rolled to peek through, so maybe your eyesight's not super good.
Okay, Chase. Whatever.
Okay. So now we're moving on to Clifford's turn.
Okay.
Clifford, what is your move? The guard is naked in front of you.
Oh God.
And bleeding.
Yep.
I'm going to scalp the guard and take it as a war trophy.
Okay. Wow, that's a waste of a turn, man.
What else am I going to do? Tanner's about to bust open this gate.
Because he can't actually do anything this turn.
The fourth box?
He can move over. I'm going to make him use a light turn so he can open the fourth box if he rolls correctly. But he won't be able to see what's inside of it. That's only if he scalps the guard.
I'll just open the fourth box, I guess. Okay. I really want the scalp though, but it's whatever.
I mean, if you roll really good from the scalping, maybe you'll get
always the scalping. Throw the keys down the hole. I mean, just be stuck down here. Yeah.
I'm just gonna open this box because I'm getting a lot of attitude.
So Trevor's going to open the box.
I elect we just throw Elise down the hole.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tanner, if you want to use your turn on that, that's fine, man.
What? Stop. Okay.
I have to.
So Trevor cracks open the box fairly well. And now, do you want to look inside?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to have you roll for insight. You rolled a 20. So Trevor, you find a long sword inside the box. He already has a short sword. So if you want to, you can dual wield, or you can give the sword to somebody else.
Can I give the knife to Elise and then I take the big sword?
So you can do that, but you'll have to be next to Elise when that happens.
Okay.
Far away to get to her.
Throw it to me.
Yeah, I'll throw it to Elise.
You can throw it. I'm going to make you roll for a throw, though.
Wait, no. I'll throw it. I'm going to throw it into the wall next to Elise so it doesn't hit her.
You still got to roll for that.
She can just pick it from the side.
I'm going to make you roll for it. I'm going to make you roll for it. So it's dexterity roll. You got a +3 on this. Trevor, you have rolled a 6, so now it is actually further away.
Okay.
The sword is
good thing you
down here.
I threw the knife, the sword.
Oh, you threw the knife. Okay. So the knife is down here.
Okay.
You're gonna. One of you will have to go and pick it up, which will take a light turn.
That's not a big deal.
Okay. Okay. So now we're moving on to Buck.
I unlocked the gate to the second floor.
Okay.
So then everybody can see what the second floor can look like.
Okay. Let me go ahead and move you over. You're standing next to Elise. If you want to, you can go and pick up the dagger for her.
Nah.
Okay. So you unlock the second floor gate. I'm now going to put the second floor in Discord before I stream it, just so you guys can see both. So that is the second floor. Everybody can see through it.
Oh.
Wait, is that a female one?
Yes, that's what I was saying.
I'll give an exposition once you go through.
Where's the R-shaped box?
I said the reversed R-shaped box.
Okay, so if you are going I'll allow you to use an action to go through. Since you've already moved, I'm going to allow you to use an action if that's you would so like nice to roll me. To go through.
Let me go back to that.
You'll be using a light action.
Shoot. That's not what I meant to do. All right, so... Actually, I'll go pick up the dagger and give it to Elise.
Thanks.
Okay, so you're going to pick up the dagger. Now Elise has the dagger.
Do I still have Elise's shank?
Yes.
Sweet.
Can I make Jack give me my shank back?
You cannot make him back. No, you cannot. I can make you.
You can kill him.
You can roll to steal it back, like to take it back and forcefully.
Or you could just murder him. You got a dagger.
I have a shank.
You're at 7.
You're also a gnome.
Can I kill Jack?
Oh my god!
Well, it's not your turn.
It is not your turn.
Jack's turn is.
I would prefer that you guys don't kill each other for the sake of the game. Okay. So now, it is Jack's turn.
Rome. What is there to do?
So you can go through. You can be the first person to go through the second floor.
All right.
Okay.
See you posers later.
Immediately gets a mudhole stomped by the ogres.
Okay.
I know who I'm killing first.
All right, hold on real quick. Let me...
It's about to become the Hunger Games.
I'm going to switch to the second floor. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Vibe. Sir, my hat.
Describe the second floor real quick so that the audience can get a good idea.
Actually, let me give me a second. It's kind of weird how I've been doing this. Hold on.
How long has this been going on for?
47 minutes. So we might want to.
Do we need to make a part two?
We might have to do a part two.
Ooh.
Okay, so
let's leave it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, how about we finish this interaction on the second floor and then we can go from there.
Okay.
So Jack is now on the second floor here.
So on the second floor, it appears Jack has seen some goblins. And there's a dead god laying on the floor surrounded by these goblins.
That is all he can see so far. And then... Everything within the surrounding, the goblins can see. Within that yellow.
Wait, those are supposed to be goblins?
Those are goblins.
Are you streaming this? Or
I'm pretty positive.
Are goblins relative of gnomes?
Hold on. There we go. Now you guys can see the live thing. So everything within that yellow circle is...
they can see?
Is what they can see, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So they will be alerted if you. But remember, Jack, you have a ranged move. So Ooh. you've already used your move, but you still have an action and a small action.
I'm going to go over to that box where there's like three of them.
Okay.
I'm going to go to the closest one to the edge of the wall. Okay. I'm going to dig around in there, see what's bracken.
So, because you've moved twice from a very far distance, you'll be able to crack it open, but you won't be able to look inside.
God, you're such a weakling.
Will that make noise and alert them?
Not from that far, no.
Okay, yeah, I guess we can open it.
Okay.
And not know what's inside. What a cliffhanger.
Okay, but you have to roll for it. So, if you roll, right. if you get a weak rolling, it might make some noise. Let me have you roll again for that. Hold on. You are weak.
Perfect.
So we'll see what you get here. You rolled a 4.
Nice.
So, it is...
Why am I doing cracked. All the muscle? I'm literally 3 feet tall.
It is barely cracked open, so anybody that comes in next and tries to open it can finish the job. But you have made some noise.
Perfect.
And now one of the goblins has moved over to see what's going on.
Oh, shit. The plot thickens, fellas.
Keep in mind, Jack is by himself on this.
Can you draw the line of sight on that bad boy? So
the goblin,
I can get an idea.
He doesn't see Jack yet, but next turn he will come around the box. But all, this is all he can see so far. Jack doesn't know what the goblins have. He just knows they're just goblins. Okay, so that's Jack's turn. We're going to move him over. Jack's used this stuff, yeah. Okay, so now we're over to Elise.
Are we ending this episode?
Not yet. We gotta finish this one.
Okay. I didn't know when.
So what's Elise doing? Jack.
I'm killing Jack.
What?
Why?
All right.
She's not even at Jack.
She's got a target on her back now.
Yeah, Elise, if you kill Jack, I'm using this longsword.
Well, also, she would have to successfully kill him.
Still, on my boy Gnome. Him and only I kill gnomes. Remember, I genocided the gnomes.
Okay.
If anyone's taking a gnome's life, it's me.
Fun. Interesting.
Yeah, and it will be interesting after I kill Elise. If she kills, goes after my boy.
Okay. So we're here. What is Elise? What's your move here on the third floor?
Still gonna try to kill Jack.
So you're going to move to the second floor. Let me go ahead and draw you on that one real quick. I'm going to have to keep stopping the stream and pull it back up. Okay. So now we're on the second floor with Jack. Elise has moved over to Jack.
What up?
Actually, I'm going to give him a high five instead.
Thank God. Wait, no. Elise, look inside the crate I opened for you.
She was just juking him.
I'm still going to try and kill Elise.
Well, okay, she said she high-fived you, so you guys have to high-five.
Elise, you're going to make noise.
Would you guys like to roll for a high-five?
No, I would love for Elise to open the crate.
It's off five.
Elise, look inside the crate that I opened for you.
Okay, so Elise is going to attempt to crack open the crate. Elise has barely opened up the crate, but this isn't within the goblin's line of sight, so he has taken note that there is something on the other side. But you can still use your turn to look inside the crate quickly.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. So let me see here. You're going to roll for that. All you see in the crate is... let's see... All you see in the crate is some small, like, pads. Like, perhaps you could use them to craft something in the future, but you just have, like, some leather pads. It's not wearable, though.
So stupid.
Way to go.
She rolled a 10, so not too much.
Okay.
Trevor's turn.
Is it my turn?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I'm gonna sneak over to where Elise and Jack are posted up with my long sword.
Okay.
Do we know the hit points on this goblin or no?
Not yet. You don't even know if he has any good armor or not.
Okay, well, I'm still killing this bastard.
Okay. So what's your move here? You're over by Elise and Jack. You're over by Jerome and Destroyer of Jacks.
Okay, I'm gonna grab a rock and throw it over to that other structure to distract him.
Okay, hold on. I'm adding stuff to Elise's thing real quick. Okay, so Elise has some pads. So you're throwing it where?
I'm gonna you see the other structure like directly across from where we're at.
On the very top part?
No, left of like.
Oh, this brown box, like the L box?
The L box, yes.
The L-shaped box, okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to throw a rock over there to distract the goblin.
So if you throw a rock, I'm going to make you roll to find a rock. Or you can throw something that you have on you.
Throw Elise.
You do have your shorts.
If I was going to throw anyone, it would be you because you're a gnome and you're small.
Yeah.
You can throw Jack. That is an option.
I feel like Jack would take damage, though.
He might take a little damage, but you could still throw him.
But then he'd just see me and come kill me.
Yeah, I'm not gonna throw Jack.
I could throw Jack.
I'm gonna.
I got that plus three strength.
I'm gonna
roll throw the lid to the box or something.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna throw the lid to the box. Elise.
So no. You're going to the lid to the box.
I'm gonna throw the lid to the box over.
I'm gonna make you. I'm gonna make you roll for strength for that.
Okay.
Hold on, let me find it here. You have barely nudged it. Now he knows exactly where it came from. It didn't go very far. You rolled five. Right. And now he knows that all three of you are there, and he has called over one more of the goblins.
Oh, way to go, guys.
Oh, dude, this is going to be such a good... Oh, no.
Question.
Yes.
Are the ogres guards?
It appears that they might have killed this guard in the middle here. And escaped their cells.
Hey, maybe they're friendly. Clear.
All you see is that there's a dead guard in between them. Maybe but now two of them are over. And over here, you can see that, there are only two over here still. So, they have separated. But now they know for sure you're here, and there are two of them at you guys. They are going to make a move right after Jack's next turn.
No, it's my turn.
Well, I got to say, it'll be your turn, and then after Jack's turn, they'll be doing something. Okay, so now it's your turn.
Buck. All right, so I'm still on the third floor. I go up to the second floor.
Okay.
And unlock the gate to the first floor.
The gate appears to be locked. You can try to lockpick it, but you don't have the key for that. You only have the key for the.
Oh, Tanner, you know where it's at.
I'm still thinking. I'm still thinking.
So I'll give you that insight. I won't make you roll for that.
I take one for the team. I rush the two on the.
That on the other side of the box.
Oh no. Yeah, they're on the other side of the boxes. I rush the two and attack them both.
The top two or the bottom two, sorry?
Bottom two.
Ooh. Okay. Just so you guys know, you guys, before you do this, because I'm going to make you roll for it, before you do this, you can try and talk to them first. Nobody even knows if they're actually hostile. But it appears that they're pretty dangerous. You can try and talk to
them. What is my charisma or whatever? Is that?
I would say, hey, what's up?
You have minus one charisma, but there are other things that it can involve with talking, like deception, and stuff like that.
All right, so I stay by the gate.
Okay.
The second floor, third floor gate.
Yeah.
And I yell across the room.
Okay, you're going to shout.
Yes.
What are you shouting?
Hi.
That's the best you can call.
You could just say, are you friendly? I don't know. You just say hi.
Say, what are your intentions?
We just killed a guard.
As well.
And we're looking for a prison break. You in?
Okay, so I'm going to classify that as persuasion.
Maybe we try and enslave them.
Oh my
geez, Jack. God.
So I...
Jack's just getting this from that other podcast.
All right.
So you have shouted. They know that you're there, but they don't really understand what you're saying yet. You rolled an 11, so they see that you're not necessarily hostile, but they're a little concerned about what your intentions are.
Do they move closer to me?
The two up top do. Hold on.
Boys, we're getting in some heat.
Gotta leave it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah, this is gonna be a fan. This is a great cliffhanger.
And then, okay, so then these two know they're both looking at Tanner or at Buck.
And I caught the attention of the bottom two. Right?
The bottom two know you're there as well, but they're still concerned about the three people in front of him. They're not quite sure what these guys are doing since they're sneaking around.
All right. So is that the end of my move? Or do I have
if you want to, I'll allow you to do a small action. like non-talking, you can maybe look around or try to, if you want to investigate what they have on them, you can do that.
I'll do that. I'll investigate what they have on themselves.
Okay.
Yeah, fill them up.
Okay.
Just, you know, I got that +3 strength.
So I'm gonna make you roll for investigation here.
And I still got that armor on me. And
so
I got
you rolled a 12. You can kind of make out they have some armor, and then they both have weapons. The weapons are bloody from killing the guard, so they could be hostile. But you also notice that one of those two that approached you, one of them has long hairs, perhaps a girl, and she almost looks kind of innocent and maybe like a little frightened of you.
All right. That's the end of my turn.
Okay, so we're going to go to Jerome, and then after this turn, we can end it with the cliffhanger, wherever this goes.
Okay.
I'm taking one for the team.
What should I do? Any suggestions, team?
Thunder blast!
I can't snipe anybody.
There is still the opportunity to talk to them, but you can thunder blast them if you
want. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Since I can shapeshift, right?
Okay.
I'm going to turn into, like, an orc and say, hey, what's up? Dude,
that's a power move.
Okay, so you're casting that.
Then I'll just walk out from behind the things and say, hey, what's up, guys?
I'm going to make you roll for the success of the spell cast. You've rolled a 16, so you're very successful with the spell cast. You do look like an orc, but you're going to have to talk like an orc. It wasn't a perfect cast, so it didn't change your voice, so you're going to have to do your best to talk like an orc. Now, what do you
think?
How
do they talk?
I don't know. How do you think of an orc would talk? They're the ones that have to buy it, so you have to try to persuade them.
Oh, God.
Clutch up, baby. Clutch up.
What?
Clutch up, baby. Clutch up. Clutch up. Clutch up. Clutch.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying, bro. I got to find out what I want to say, too.
Hey, Tanner, you know what this is? Clutch or kick?
Clutch or kick, bro. Clutch or kick.
Clutch or kick, brother. Clutch,
okay,
bro.
I'm going to go to him. I'm going to say. yeah, that's what I'm going to say. What are you doing, fellow brethren?
How's that sound? Is that all you're saying?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to make you roll for charisma on that.
Come on, baby.
You rolled a 17.
Cute little Jerome.
Baby!
They are very convinced. They think you are perhaps another goblin or another orc. And they reply,
we have killed the god. We are trying to get out of a prison.
Let's stab him in the back.
We should
get in there.
Do you guys want to end there? Jack has used his entire turn, so you guys are in there.
I guess we'll end there.
We'll leave
just
it.
For
we'll end
the
it there.
Of the podcast.
Okay, so that was the first episode of Dungeons and Dragons under the prison of endless despair. We'll hopefully see what happens with our heroes next time. maybe we'll thunder wave everybody. I don't know. All right.
All right. That's been the Lad Sesh. See you guys next Wednesday.